Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Again, welcome to our Ask the Archangel, May 5th, 2020. It's always fun to say that year, isn't it? Different. Now, for tonight, the Archangels have requested that the questions only be about the topics presented and not personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group. They would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will be able to have a chance to speak. This, of course, will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group tonight and feel is important. Remember, when you would like to ask a question, please hit *6 on your phone and the number 1. So *6, number 1, and that will put you in the queue. And then I will call you one at a time once we get into the question and answer session. Now, and by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days if you want to re-listen. So now let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Katumi. I am delighted to be here with you this evening, and I have a message for you. But before we begin, I'd like to have everyone get very centered, in your heart centered, and take a deep breath. And as you do so, breathe in love. And now exhale. And exhale light. Now breathe in light. And exhale love. Breathe in love. And exhale light. Another deep breath. And you're very present in this moment. So I want you to notice what's going on in your body right now with that very short breath exercise. Connecting into your heart center and breathing love and light. You can create this at any time. And it's very valuable to do this several times a day so that you are centered each time you breathe in that love and light of source energy from which you were created. It helps dramatically in your ability to stay focused and to also create in a more precise way. It keeps you from being scattered and sometimes triggered. These times are very difficult for most humans on Earth. There's so much happening on Earth today. There is a lot of concern for health and well-being. Earth is cleansing herself. You are offered the opportunity to clear out distortions that are seated in your psyche, in your mental emotional body, because of fear. Fear of the future, fear of what is happening now, and you question, am I okay? Am I safe? There is great concern for your personal health and well-being, unlike anything you've ever experienced in the world thus far. So I'm here to tell you that when you become fearful, it limits your ability to create resolution to day-to-day problems, to stay focused, to stay heart-centered, not only for yourself, which is very important, but for others. Because not all have the realization that many of you do. Many are deeply afraid. When you are fearful, you are unable to make conscious choices that are in alignment with your soul, the soul image, the beautiful image that Prime Creator created in each and every one of you. Unique and individual. You are unable to see when distortions drive you into making decisions that are not in your best interest. And it's the fear that limits your ability to see those distortions and make changes so that you create a world, an environment for yourself that is calm and peaceful, where you can create many things in your life. You can see clearly your life's path. You can see when changes need to be made, either within associations with others, in the workplace, in social gatherings, which are at this time limited for you, in family, in relationships with family. You can't see that fear. Sometimes it is hidden by an overwhelming energy that emanates from your emotional body. Old wounds surface unexpectedly, where you feel that offenses were given or done against you. And sometimes that is true, but sometimes not. So fear always limits your ability to see clearly. And so, this evening, I would like to have a discussion around some of the distortions that you might have discovered in the midst of all this chaos. This chaos is unlike anything that you've experienced because it affects the whole world, all of Gaia. It affects every individual, regardless of race, color, religion. Everyone is affected. And one of the things you need to recognize here is we talk about earlier, about fifth dimension and coming into that love and unity state of being. Look at the chaos. It is affecting everyone. So there is a unified expression in this that you did not see. There is not one human that isn't affected by this situation, regardless of gender or any other racial or religious separation. So there is a form of unity which is hard to comprehend, because when you think of unity, you think of a spiritual evolvement or a higher purpose in things. At the end of all this chaos, humanity is going to have a great opportunity to create a world that is unified, that walks in the love and the light of the source of each and every being. You are already seeing changes in the environment in certain areas of the world where the waters are clearing. The wildlife is coming back. The pollution in the air is receding. There are a lot of changes that are happening that will help you at the end of this chaos, not only to create a better world for yourself, but keep the beauty that Source created in this beautiful earth. So let's have a discussion about fear, about distortions, and about what you as individual creators have noticed and what distresses you most. I think this would be a very helpful conversation to have. Not only will you get your answers, but others will benefit by your experience and the answers you were given. So, now, take a deep breath, and we will begin.
Well, this is John, and we have had one person that sent in a question beforehand. And so let's start with that one. The question is, how can I develop perseverance in my chosen area of work and study? Or is such a development needed at all? Or can it perhaps stray me away from the reformulating my areas of desired focus in this fast-changing world? How can I differentiate, that's a toughie, can I differentiate better between my lack of perseverance, laziness, and the need to change direction? So she's basically saying, how can she control, or he control, what they're doing?
That is an excellent question, because many struggle with that. In the chaos that is going on in the world, it's very understandable that you would have these concerns. When you are fearful, even though you don't see it and understand it consciously, there is that underlying concern. So therefore, individuals who have that where it is not fully, you aren't fully conscious that you are fearful of something, you have a lack of self-discipline to schedule certain times for yourself, like times for your prayer and meditation, times to review your life, times to review your day and notice the things that you did well. Notice things that perhaps you could have done better. Now, this is not to say that you are to judge yourself. Judgment also limits your creativity. It distorts self-worth and the love that you are and the love that is continually given to you. So this underlying not recognized state of fear often creates self-sabotage, where you get busy doing something else. It's hard for you to focus. So it's hard for you to have the self-discipline to study or to do the things that are needed in your job or in your daily life that help things run smoothly and help you be more creative. So you recognize when you need to make a change. Either you need to change the way that you study, the place that you study, or you need to change your environment. You need to change your work venue. Perhaps you have been dissatisfied for a long time with the job that you are doing. But you say, oh, well, I have to keep doing this because I have to bring an income to my family or to myself. And yes, this is true. But there are other jobs out there. There are other opportunities that when you have this underlying fear that creates a self-sabotage, you cannot see a resolution. So, first of all, a time, either morning or evening, for prayer and contemplation is very, very helpful in relieving this anxiety. Anxiety is just an emotion that results from the thoughts of fear and unsafety, not being safe in the world.
Thank you. Message to me, that's a great answer. Now, here we go. You're on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Master Katumi. It's such a pleasure to speak with you again.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks. So I have a question, and I'm certain that there are many other people that have this same concern, is okay with pretty much everything that's happening. It hasn't been a tremendous disruption in my life, the social distancing and all of this, but what I'm most worried about is, can you please give guidance or some recommendations of how we can still stay in a place of peace and ease and harmony and still not, or how should I say this, and be okay with our finances, just not worrying, you know, am I going to lose everything, or, you know, that sort of thing. Like your assets, you have them, and you don't want to lose everything. So is there a tool we can use, or I just really was wondering if there's anything we can do.
Of course there is.
Okay.
First and foremost, you have to begin each day in a state of calm awareness. And
yes,
you have to create that. Now, there is a level of trust,
yeah,
in the divine progression of things that you are learning to develop in all of this chaos that you're experiencing. And yes, recognize and validate that you do have concerns. Now, there is a difference between being concerned, being in anxiety, and being very afraid.
Right. I'm not afraid. I'm just
the limitation of your resources. Now, secondly, you must pay attention. You must keep informed not through fear, but keep informed about what benefits the health and well-being of your body and where your resources are, if there's changes to be made within those resources. And so it's not to ignore them, because that will cause, that's part of your life experience. It's part of your creativity. It's part of creating that health and well-being. You still live in a world that is a dense iteration that is in the process of changing, so that you you still have to operate in that 3D function. So worry about health or whatever it is you're worrying about, think about that in your quiet time. Develop a disciplined practice for that, whether find a time in the day just for you, whether that be in the morning, it be in the evening, or whatever time it is, and set aside a specific amount of time to be in that solitude. And then notice where your mind is, where your thoughts are, where your feelings are. If there's this underlying distortion through your breath, just as I have led you with in the beginning of this call, it settles you, your whole being, into the quiet silence. And sit there for a while. Ask to see clearly if there are changes, things that you must tend to. So do not be in denial. Stay informed. Recognize when you need to use your creativity to make certain changes in your life, whether it be in your status of your health, your diet, your resources, or your relationships. Often relationships can support you greatly. And sometimes they are a distraction and they distort your ability to stay centered and clear. So was that helpful?
Okay. Yes, it was. I think I need to, instead of not just wanting everything to be okay, maybe be more proactive in paying attention to what maybe needs to be done to do that. So, yes,
correct.
Thank you.
And not only what needs to be done, but when it needs to be done.
Right.
So maybe that's something that you need to take care of right now, and maybe
it
you're just watching it for a while. So it's with your creativity that doesn't have any limits to it, that you can make the changes that are needed when they are needed.
Right.
From that calm state.
Right, exactly. Not from a place of anxiety or worry, but okay, very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That was a good recommendation.
Thank you.
Okay, you're next on with Master Katumi. Hello. Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I put myself on double mute again. Good morning.
Oh,
good evening.
Okay. Yeah, you're on live now.
Oh, thank you so much, Master Katumi. I wanted to ask you about the blog or the article that Joan had posted that you had channeled. I wrote it down. You talked about fear of replicating past events that limits our ability to create in the present moment.
Correct.
I wanted to ask about that. It occurred to me that that's actually called a miscreation, isn't it?
Yes. You see. Yes, do you have a question? Go ahead.
Well, that was a real aha for me, because miscreation, the term miscreation is used a lot, and I always think of that as a real big thing. And I thought, wow, that's actually a miscreation, isn't it?
Yeah. You limit yourself greatly when the past events and actions taken in the past have already occurred. And if they were not in resonance with today's life events, and what you're capable of creating in this moment, they are of no use to you. They limit you. They distort the way in which you create in the present. You can only create proficiently in the present moment. The future has not happened yet, but you contribute to the smoothness of that evolving by what you create today. This is where you pay attention. This is where you are alert. And you know what has to happen in this moment. You see the possibility. You see where you have to make a change, or you could contribute something that would help and benefit others.
When I'm listening, I'm thinking about those words. When I read this, it made me realize that I am getting ready for a large creation, and it's in the shadow of a miscreation many years ago when I was not awake, if that makes sense. So I did this event many years ago when I wasn't awake, and I had all kinds of miscreations because I didn't know what I was doing. And now that I'm awake and I'm in 2020, even though it's this pandemic, I'm getting ready to do another creation now that I'm awake. And so I'm wondering, do you have any tools or suggestions, maybe a specific tool or suggestion of how I can create this time around, now that I'm awake? I use visualization, and I know staying in the present moment.
Of course. And then, what are your needs? What is your vision? This is really important. What do you envision the outcome of your creation in the highest expression of yourself? Now, you aren't creating from the past, but you are benefiting from the experience of the road you have traveled. And you know the pitfalls as you've traveled in life. So this is also important. You aren't driven by the past. Oh, that happened. I'll never do that again. I'll never create an event, or I'll create whatever it is you are planning now. I'll never do that again. It was so painful. Well, you've learned from that. You have a vision now that you didn't have then. So you have to believe in yourself as a creator. You have to believe that you will create it in the highest expression of your divinity. So it's in having faith in yourself, faith in the learning process that has occurred over these last several years of your time, and the skill sets that you have acquired. So it's having that confidence, having that vision, and seeing step by step what is needed in the moment. Because that moment, in an hour, in a day, changes. So be flexible to make the changes as you go along.
Yeah, that is so helpful to realize I'm a different person and visualize the end. And
well, not the end, creation, not the end. Visualize the best iteration of this project and be willing to change it and evolve it further. And you will know when it is complete.
That actually sounds fun.
Exactly. It's exciting. And when you can feel that excitement in your emotions,
yes,
all goes well.
Yes. Right, because I've been kind of dreading it. But when you say that, it's like, wait, that's exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Feel the confidence that you're feeling right this moment.
Yeah. And just really cultivate that.
You do have vision. You do have vision. You are capable.
Mm. I love it. Okay, great. That was really helpful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hi, Master Katumi. This is Angela.
Hello.
Thank you for talking with us tonight. I have a question. So, and it's about energetic changes. So I feel like I'm personally sensitive to a lot of energetic changes. And I'm new at, you know, becoming more awake and more aware. So I've been trying to ground myself, shield myself with light. And sometimes I still feel, like right now even, I can feel sometimes you ascended masters and you councils, your energies, presences are so strong. I feel like it almost penetrates my soul. I don't know if anybody else feels this way. So with the more dense energy, the more negative energy, what else can I do to keep that from penetrating my light shield? Does that just take practice, or are there different techniques that I can use? Because I'm sure some of the people on this call may be sensitive to energies like I am as well.
Yeah, you are very sensitive. And so you need to pay attention to that. Well, let's go to this, how do you protect yourself? So as you start the day, take a moment or two to center yourself in your heart center. And put on a shield of light, however that is. Some people create a bubble where anything that doesn't align with their divinity or their soul will bounce off. Only love can penetrate that shield. So some sort of shield that surrounds you entirely. Could be light, could be colors, could be a bubble. So that is something that is very important. And then you can have the confidence that nothing can penetrate your field of light, that anything that is not of love will bounce off. And when you are very sensitive, as you are sensitive to the light, you are sensitive to your guides, the angels, the masters that guide you regularly. You are sensitive. You're what they call clairsentient. but you are also very sensitive to negativity. And so this you have to take note of. When you enter an environment that doesn't feel right, it could be a social gathering, you can send light, you can send love, but be very sure that your shield is in place. But don't frequent those places that don't feel right to you. Honor those feelings. Recognize that you have that ability. You are a clairsentient being of light. If you go into a restaurant that it doesn't feel, you aren't comfortable there, don't go back. So these are the things you have to pay attention to. If the environment is distorted or dense, you will know it. Leave it. Don't come back.
Okay. That was actually really helpful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hi, Master Katumi. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for talking about fear. I have worked through a lot of fear, and this shelter in place has been very surprising of what has come up for me. You asked the question of what distresses you the most, and what I have found most surprising, and I'll say mildly distressing, is that I just don't find myself having interest in some of the things that I've been working on that I'm so proud of and have done so well for the past years. I'm feeling like I'm wanting to just go in a completely different direction. So I'm just wondering, is that in alignment with the changes that are taking place on the planet, that it's not so much that I'm abandoning it, but I just almost feel bored with it and that I'm just ready to do something else, but I do have a little bit of fear of it, of my next pursuit looking like I'm just being whimsical and not really doing something financially concrete.
Well, what is wrong with being whimsical? That's a very creative state. And yes, this social distancing, having to stay home, be quiet, you have taken advantage of this. Many have not,
mm-hmm.
and many have, because there is no social interaction. So you have the time to contemplate, to see, to recognize the beautiful things you've created in your life and that
mm-hmm.
you're very proud of, as it should be. But you've learned from that. And now your soul is guiding you to make a change, to create. You have experience in creating beautiful things.
Yes.
So you just need to put it in a different focus, a different direction. And that's what you're gaining from this quiet time. Lots of things. You are an individual creator. And every individual is given that opportunity in this time of social distancing. You have plenty of time now to contemplate and to see the beauty of who you are and see the beauty that all of the beautiful things you've created and the changes you've made in yourself. So, as you embark on this new direction, start off with having a vision. What do you envision in your new creation? Get excited about it. And what steps do you need to take? Write it down. Draw it out if you like, but this is where you begin, with a vision. If you can envision it, you can create it. So don't let that reservation stop your creation. And there is a way that you can marry your vision and your creation and the productivity of that that brings you in a resource. So that's part of your vision that you can create in this quiet time.
Thank you. That is very, very helpful and very clarifying. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. How do we find out our soul's purpose? I had my first awakening like 20 years ago, and I literally had God come to me and said, spoke through me and said, all I want to do is help people. And I'm trying to find out, you know, I've had a very traumatized childhood, but I've been blessed in my older years, and I'm trying to figure out how do I give back and how do I serve my soul's highest purpose, and how can I use my guides and guardian angels to help guide me?
You could ask for some recommendations, and sometimes they're given, but sometimes it's up to you to see the opportunity. There are many opportunities given every day to you in your life, whether it be in the workplace or in social situations. You know who you are. You know that God created you in beauty and light. So share it sometimes. You may not be called to be a teacher or a healer, or maybe you are. Maybe you have those gifts. Every individual that comes into this life comes in with certain talents and abilities. And how you use that is your choice. So it may be that you are in a social situation and somebody is complaining, and you all of a sudden say, boy, you know, if they did this, things would change. You have that idea, and you may say, well, you might want to think about this, and then leave it with them. Or you might have something to say that was your experience that might be helpful. Sometimes they will ask. And sometimes you have to wait for the invitation. Other times it's just a matter of being that calm, centered individual emanating your light, the light that you are. So, do you enjoy your life? Do you love what you do? If you love what you do, you are contributing.
I do. I work in the medical field, and I feel like I contribute there. But there's also an expression from, you know, from a lot of experience that I have from my childhood that I think I could help a lot of kids from my experiences through making out some pretty traumatic times, you know, that I could kind of pass that on as mentorship or guidance, you know. I've been very fortunate and blessed in my life that I can't even understand it, to be honest with you. I'm surprised I'm even alive. And I feel like it's like I don't want to take from the world, you know. I want to be here to be able to be of service and to give back. And my soul is like, I mean, I've been going through like the dark night of the soul here. And I'm trying to like just like really come through. Like I'm 42 and I have this like second half of my life where I'm like, I've gained a ton of wisdom. And I'm like, how can I help elevate the consciousness and help people and from my personal experiences, you know? And I'm trying to like find out where is that place.
Well, sometimes it's through trial and error, but you have a lot to give. yet. You've given a lot. And because of that, you have been rewarded. Now, if you would like to work with children, look for organizations that need mentors. Like, there's an organization that where one of the parents is no longer able to guide the child, like Big Brothers or such organizations where a mentorship is so appreciated. Look into different places where you could begin to give in those organizations. Perhaps you will change direction entirely, get some training or some kind of education where you will go into a completely, you'll still be connected with the medical field, but go into a completely different direction with the skills that you have. Or go in that different direction, but you will gain an awareness of where it is you want to focus your attention by giving back in different organizations that need mentors.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good evening, Katumi.
Good evening.
The question I'd like to ask is about discerning where the fear is coming from. In my journey, my experience, it's been on several levels, whether it's a current experience, something in perhaps the Akash, or even in the family lineage that may be driving a person. And I'm wondering if you can offer any insight as to how to discern where the fear is coming from.
Well, the first thing is the fear yours? Does it belong to you? Or is it someone else's fear? Something you've read, something that you've seen on television, something that you've seen on the internet? Or is it coming from distortions within the family lineage that you have learned from parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, that has come through the lineage of fear of survival, fear of health and well-being, fear of financial failure, judgments that you learned through that lineage, sometimes back through the lineage into generations that you have no knowledge of, that create a distortion in the physical. They have nothing to do with your soul or the purpose of your soul or the evolvement of the soul. They come through the genetic physical lineage, and it may be a propensity toward an illness or an organ that doesn't function properly, and then you have concerns about that. And you're always paying attention. You're always on guard about something. So there are many places that emanates from. So it's up to you to take that quiet time when you are feeling these underlying anxiety or concerns or worry about something. Is this coming from something I should pay attention to that relates to me, or does it belong to somebody else that I have picked up through what I have seen, what I have heard, what I have experienced? So
okay.
If it's in the lineage, start with what you know about the genetic lineage. And what you have observed from the early childhood, what has been taught to you by your teachers, by your parents, extensions in your family, by your peers growing up? Is there wounding in the emotions that have occurred that make you uncertain or make you feel unworthy? So these are the questions that you have to write down for yourself. Journal about what is your feeling about these things. And when you journal and you think about them, in the quiet, you will receive answers. You will know where the answer is, and the answer lies within you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're on with Master Katumi. Hello.
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 Yeah. Thank you, Master Katumi. My question is this. Is there such a thing as a twin flame or a soulmate?
Yes. But not
in
every lifetime.
How do you recognize them?
How do you recognize them? Well, sometimes you will have a feeling when you meet them that you've known them before. And there's an instant connection. There is an instant heart-to-heart connection. Now, you don't always have twin flames in every lifetime. A lot has been written about these things. And they are often distortions, and they are illusions that you grasp onto to make you feel better about your life or to feel that you are incomplete in some way and that you need another to complete you or to help you in this life. And that is untrue. You were made in the image of God, in the totality of who you are as a creator. You do not need another to complete you. But it is helpful to have someone that you have a connection with in some way, where you can be you and they can be the fullness of who they are, and then you meet in a partnership where both benefit. You don't complete the other person, and the other person does not complete you. That's up to you to feel complete, to create your life in the way in which your soul directs you. So there are a lot of distortions in those two terms. And soulmates often come to help you realize or see where the distortions are. And this isn't always a comfortable position. But here again, in that relationship, it's done in love. And it's done in ways that you benefit and the other individual benefits. It's always a win-win. Even though at times they may make you a little aggravated or even angry. But at the end of the day, their love is always there. It's the binding element that keeps the relationship whole and complete. Not every lifetime that you live or take on an embodiment may have such an iteration, such as a twin flame or a soulmate. Maybe you're called to have a solitary evolvement. Maybe that's what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's
thank you.
Maybe it's just a partnership in which you both grow and benefit.
Yeah, the reason I ask is, you know, we had a very difficult relationship and got away from it, learning a lot, and gaining a lot of wisdom through it. But I find myself trying to now help this other individual and somehow welcoming back into my life, but from a, like a higher vibration and to help. And so I was wondering, why is he back here? And is this like a soul connection or something?
The relationship, you learn from the relationship. The evolvement through that relationship is complete. Don't pick it back up. Go on with your life.
Okay.
Hello. You are next on with Master Katumi.
Hello, Master Katumi. My name is Jackie.
Hello.
Thank you for speaking with us this evening. Hello. I have a question about people choosing to leave their body, specifically young people. It's my understanding that as we move from the third to a more fifth dimensional level of consciousness, that some people will be resisting that shift and therefore choose to leave their body. Specifically, though, younger people who I suppose I think that they maybe are more hardwired to live in or experience higher levels of consciousness. If they're choosing to leave their body by suicide, is that still based on the shift of consciousness, or is there something else to glean from their choice?
This is a very difficult question, and it depends on the individual situation. So I cannot say what causes a soul to vacate a body, because it varies from individual to individual. Sometimes the life that they have chosen is difficult, more difficult than they had anticipated, and they cannot go on, or they've had such a wound in their emotions, in their mental body, that they cannot continue. So each case is different. It has a different iteration. In the case of some young individuals, they get addicted to certain substances that cause them to fall into deep depressions where the mind doesn't function properly, and they choose to vacate. So there is not one blanket reason why this occurs. In a life, when a person takes on, when an individual soul takes on an embodiment, there are exit points in that life, more than one, where they can choose to vacate the body, that they have completed what they came into an embodiment to do or to evolve. And so they have the option. They have completed a sector. And then perhaps they see that and they choose to stay for a while longer because there is an excitement about love. They love life. They love the earth. So they stay a while longer. So every individual is unique in each embodiment, and each embodiment has a different purpose.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Well, dear ones, this was a beautiful discussion. Lots of questions, lots of variations. I have thoroughly enjoyed the interaction here. Very wise questions. So I leave you with this, beloveds. You are beautiful souls, beautiful evolving beings of light. And no matter what the obstacle, you are capable creators. Do not limit yourself in any way. Love yourself. Respect yourself. For you are greatly loved. Always remember that. Start each day with an open heart. End each day with an open heart and in gratitude for who you are and what you are learning. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.